This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Pentecost Monday. First posted June 23, 2008. Psalm 145:1-2, 3-13, 14-22. Hymn of Praise. Paraphrase. The Psalmist, David, vows to exalt the Lord, his God and King, and bless and praise his name every day forever. The Lord is great and worthy of great praise, and his greatness is beyond knowing. One generation shall laud the Lord's works to another, and testify to his mighty acts. Psalm 145:4. Let us meditate on God's glorious majesty and his amazing works. Let us proclaim his awesome power and greatness. Let the fame of his greatness and abundant goodness pour forth. Let us sing aloud of his righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. Psalm 145:8-9. Let all the creatures give thanks to the Lord, and let all his saints bless him. They will testify to the glory of the Lord's kingdom and his power, to make known to all people the great things the Lord has done and the splendor of his kingdom. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom and his reign is over all generations. The Lord is always faithful and all his words and all his deeds are gracious. The Lord upholds those who stumble, and lifts up those who have burden. All creatures depend upon the Lord for their food, and the Lord provides for them at the right time. When the Lord opens his hand, the desire of every creature is satisfied. All his ways are just and kind. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who loves him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Psalm 145:18-20. Let us praise the Lord. Let all people bless his name forever and ever. Commentary: David was the shepherd boy who trusted and obeyed the Lord and came to a personal knowledge of and fellowship with the Lord. God said of David that his heart followed God's and he was committed to do all God's will. Acts 13:22, Psalm 89:20. He personally experienced the Lord's faithfulness and power to deliver and protect him from his enemies, to forgive him when David sinned, and to lift him up from shepherd boy to become the great king of Israel. David was able to personally testify to the great things the Lord had done for him. David is also a prototype and illustration of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, whom God had promised, who would be fully obedient to God's word and would be the heir to David's throne and kingdom for eternity. God has always intended from the beginning of creation to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly trust and obey God. This creation has been designed to allow us to have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word or not, and the opportunity to learn by trial and error that God's word is good, acceptable and perfect. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek and come to personal knowledge of and fellowship with God our Creator. Acts 17:26-27. God wants us to seek and find him, and he has been progressively revealing himself to us, first in the goodness of creation, then through the Bible record of God's dealing with Israel, then through Jesus Christ, the living Word, God's Word fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in human flesh, and ultimately through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Bible is one way in which the older generation has passed the record of the great power, faithfulness, and steadfast love of the Lord to the following generations. The Bible is the recorded testimony of people who trusted and obeyed God's word and experienced God's great glory, providence and saving acts. Those who trust and obey the word of God in the Bible will come to personally know and experience the Lord God through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. Christians are disciples of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26. Me, who have trusted and obeyed Jesus and have been spiritually reborn by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We have personal experience, knowledge of and fellowship with the Lord and can testify to seekers and new generations the truth, power and faithfulness of God's Word. In many instances, the nominal church, particularly in America, has failed to pass on the testimony of the character and great works of God to the next generation. In many instances, the church has settled for making members and building buildings instead of making born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciples, and passing on the personal experience and knowledge of God to the next generation. The church urgently needs revival. Christians need to commit themselves to be disciples, to make it a personal priority to know Jesus' teachings with the commitment to applying them in their own daily lives. Christians need to seek the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Christians cannot testify to what they haven't personally experienced. It takes born-again disciples to make born-again disciples. The place to begin is with ourselves. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.